So, I apologize. All right. So, the Marnda Pes speaks about Ha'omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, and there are there's two issues that come up with it. There's one, there's an iser of Isha Labao and Iser Sota, a possible Iser Sota. And the other issue is that he wants to be mafsid her ksuba. So I just wanted to make a point about each issue that comes up with Pesach Pesuch. So we'll start with Pesach and Aleph. So Amar Belazar, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Nema lo Israela. Ba mai svek sveka hu, sofek tachto, sofek ein tachto. Lim tim salom et tachto, sofek bonus, sofek baratzom. So you've got a svek sveka. Lo tzvicha beishis koin, bi boi sein beishis Yisrael. Chagon dekibol ba avu, kidush and pchusim baskim l'shan of Yomecha. So the Gemara makes the case where it's one suffix. So he's nema to say that it's Pesach Pesuch, and we accept that to be true, and since it is in his world that he found that it was Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, so then he's in a state of a suffix issa. So my k'mash v'lan tanina omer li'isha kidashtich v'yomeres lo kidashtani hi muteres v'krova v'u as v'krova seha. So we already know that there is a halacha that's known as Shav v'nash chikich v'yisura from a mission in Kiddushin. He says that he was Mekadesh and Isha, and she denies it, so he's also to her provis, and she is Muteris to his. So Mao Desema Hosam Devadi Kimle Avalhacha Mekim Mudula Kimle, Kmash Velon. So over here, the Chiddush is not that there's such a thing as Shav and Afshach Hatichah Di Yisura, and his Neman Lo'osra Allah, on him, but the Chiddush is that you may have thought that in regards to Pesach Pesuch, it's Lo Kimle, and he's not a baki in Pesach Pesuach, Kamash Balan, that will take him at his word that he's positive that it was Pesach Pesuach Matzasa. So Rashi brings up an important issue. He says, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, v'tainas damim eimlo. He's, you know, what happened to tainas damim? You should check, was there dam or was there not dam? He says, why is there no tainas damim? Kagon shimu mishpachas dor kadisha, ein lam dam v'suvim kadol kamam. O shenevdu b'menu mapa, v'lo yada im hoya dam im lav. Abal zol sprua lo shepesach pesuach matzah. So Rashi says there is no tainas damim in this case, either genetically or something like that. She doesn't, she's from a family that doesn't have dam, or there's no evidence one way or another if there was dam. So therefore, all you're left with is his taino pesach pesuach matzah. Tosis B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel has another approach. He says on the top, Rabbeinu Chananel Mefarish, Bogeres, Mukes Eitz, Ein Lahem Damim. Aval Ein Pischem Pesuach, V'yachol Itton Tainis Pesach Pesuach. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, based on his Gersa in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav, is that a Bogeres does not necessarily have Dam, and therefore there is no Tainis Damim. And therefore all you're left with again is Pesach Pesuach. So mashma that if there would be dam, so then there would be the tain of Pesach Pesuch would be irrelevant, and even though he claims that it was Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, but nevertheless she would be Muterasala. So the Ramban and the Rajba, I'll just go over, the Ramban and the Rajba, they take issue with this. They say, also based on Yerushalmi, they say it's not true. The Rajba says, you know, the Gemara later on the Amid says that Pesach Pesuch is Kishnei Edim Dami. And he compares Shavah Nafshach HaTichah V'Yisura to Edim's. And just like when Edim, if Edim would make any claim, as long as there's a Tzad Rachot, there is a possibility that they're telling the truth, even if it's not likely, we still will uphold what they say. So he says, the Yerushalmi brings up the possibility of Dam Tzdadim, or if he was Machnis, Dam Tzipor, Dam Maka. So even if there is dam, it's still possible that it's Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, even though it's Tzad Racha. He then turns around and says, Pshat in Rashi and Bein Chananel, he says, maybe it's true that we normally would uphold someone who is claiming that something's Asa on him, but since we're dealing with Pesach Pesuch, and it's not Barer if he's a Baki or not, so when there's evidence stacked against him, so we're going to assume that he's not a Baki and he's making a mistake. But we don't doubt his sincerity when he says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi in regards to dinim that are Nogea himself only. The Ritva, on the other hand, says that when the Gemara says Pesach Pesuch Mishnei Edim Dami, he says that that's only in as much as there is no evidence against the person making the claim, saying Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. He says, if there is dam, so there's a raya against him, so then we would assume that he's a shakran. And when the deck is stacked against him, so he's not neman anymore, and he would be mutter lishta. That's how he explains Rashi. And then later, lishitaso, he asks a question. He says, based on the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis, that if she, you know, after it's established that it was that she was a ba'ula b'shasa nesuin, so she says mishras tanin anasti. She says it's true. I am a ba'ula, but you know there's no foul play. I was nenas when I was in arusa. So and he assumes that she's muteris and she makes such a claim. Our Gemara is talking about where she's machish, and then she says it's not true, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, and in that case, he is Neman. So the Ritva says, why do you say Shavanashach Tifa the Yisura? She's got a migu that she could have said, Mishras Tani Nenasti. And he goes on to break the migu. He says people would rather not say anything happened to them, and therefore she prefers to just say that nothing ever happened. And she's machish Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So again, the Ritva says, with them, if it would have been a bona fide migu, so then we would not have said Shav Nafshe Chetichet Yisura. Shav Nafshe Chetichet Yisura, in the face of a migu, would not be Nemanov LaOsra. And we know the klal, the Rishonim bring it up, the Ritva included, Andaf Yud Ches, that migu Malkum Edim Lo Aminim. So again, the Ritva, in explaining Rashi's opinion, says that the din of Shavanash Chedichat Yisura does not have a nemonas does not have the same standards that Edus has. And therefore you would say, B'makom Migu, you would not say Shavanash Chedichat Yisura, and B'makom Araya, even when there is seemingly a tzad rachok, that the person is telling the truth, we would not uphold his Shavanash Chedichat Yisura. On the other hand, the Rashba, based on the lashon of the Gemara, says that Pesach Pesuch B'Shnei Edim Domi, he compares the din of Shavanash Chetichat Yisura to Edus. So that's the way the Gemara and those Mefarshim on our Amud is set up. I just before I made a handout. So the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia also he discusses the din of Shavanash Chetichat Yisura, and he says something new. He says, "Mi shabab is manazev omer kohen ani, eino neman." So a person claims he's a kohen, so he's not neman. Vein ma'alim asol kohuna al piatzmo v'lo yikur b'toru rishon v'lo yisas kapo v'lo yochel b'kasha agvol ad shi yelo eid echa. Avol oser atzmo b'grusha v'zonu v'chalala. So he says he's not neman. We don't accept it in regards to any of the dinim for kohanim that we deal with him. However, he is also shavanash chetichat yisura. He was also asked from b'grusha v'zonu v'chalalam, and to be metamul lemesim. Noso nitmo loke. So Rambam says if he violates his iser, he gets malchus. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Hagra, so I also put it here, so he has an interesting comment. He says, the chol ha-hachmer al atzmo nemon yosir mimei eidim, k'mo she'amrinu b'krisos daf yud-beizim ad-alem. So he says that he brings in the Gemara in Krisos, which we'll discuss, that odim nemon al atzmo yosir mimei eidim, and that's the basis for the Rambam saying that there is malchus in the case of Shavanash Chetichat Yisura. So seemingly comparable to what the Rajbo was doing, comparing Shavna Shechitah Yisur to Eidos. Just in the realm of himself, I did not put this on the sheet, but I would have said it's not muchach one way or another how the Rambam himself holds, if he holds like something like the Rajba or something like the Ritva or something else, because the well-known Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he says that Yisrael Yidei Eid Echad Yuchzak, that his case, if I remember right, his case is where someone claims that a woman is a Grusha, he is made that a woman is a Grusha, and there's the whole Shmaitza about that, that seemingly that's not according to Rama Medavar Shiva Erva. So he's Machzak her to be a Grusha, and even though Ein Davar Shiva Erva Pachs Mishnayim, he's not being made on the Avera, but he's being Machzak in Isser, and therefore a Kohen who is a Kohen who marries the Grusha, or is bold the Grusha, is Loket based on his Eidos. So just because the Rambam says that Shavna Shechitah Yisura says that he claims that he's a Kohen, a similar kind of case, and the ramifications for that will be Malkus, does not, as far as I know, mean that he has to hold that the Nemonus of Shavna Shechitah Yisura is a Nemonus of Eidos. But the Bir HaGra seems convinced that it could be that Sashita anyway, that he decides to compare, he equates the din of Shavna Shechitah Yisura to that Gemara in Krisus and Daf Beis Manah, which I'd like to discuss a little bit. I first heard of this Bir HaGra when I was in yeshiva in Israel from Rav Ilson, and he worked out just the following detail about it. If you go through the Gemara in Krisus, there's a machlokas tanoim about if two edim come and say to Ploni achalta chelet, and he denies it. He says lo achalti. So Rav Meir says just like edim could be their mechayev misa chamura, misa's bezin, so they could be mechayev a karban akal. The chachamim say that's not true. They say he's not chayev to bring a chatas based on their edus. So the Gemara has two lashonos to why that is true. Why that should be. The first lashon is what the Gra is quoting. It says, "Adam neman al atzma yosem me'edim." There's the klal, and therefore even b'makom edim, so he's unaffected by that. He's neman al atzma yosem me'edim. The second lashon in the Gemara says that he's got a migu that he could have said mezid ha'isi when he ate the chalev, and the edim are not being machish that, they don't know what his kavanas are, and most Rishonim interpret that to mean based on the shaka v'tarin of the Gemara, and also it's a migu makom edim and a lot of factors, and the Gemara is the Gemara is a very there's a lot of girsas in it, so I didn't put that down, but they say that what that means, it's not a migu, but it's that we're mitaris dibure. When he says lo achalti chelev, that means lo achalti shogeg ela mezid, but it's not a migu dibay omar mezid. And they say that it's based on exeris hakaz of ohodalof chatos
eshechad. The Gemara Bavli is explicit
about that exeris hakaz. That's the pshat in that in the Chachamim?
Yeah,
in the Chachamim. Okay, I remember. I didn't remember. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the pashat pshat in the Gemara in Krisus, and okay, right.
It's
so
not the Gemara Krisus.
The Xeris HaKosav is, but it doesn't. It's explaining it in right before that. You have to see, but yeah. Okay. So I'll have to double check Gemara Bavitzia. Whatever it is, that's the Gemara. So it's actually two Lashonas in the Gemara, and the Maskana is not clear what the Maskana of the Gemara is. It's Machlokas Yishonim, Rashi and Tosis over there, and also the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchos Shgagas. The Ravid says that the Maskana of the Gemara is like the Lashon of Adam Neman al Atzmi Yosem Me'edim, and the Rambam is explicit that the Pshat is that we're Metaritz Dibure. The Gemara there has a Nachamina between the two in a case by Tumu Chadasha, where he says, Lo Nit Mesi. So there, that's the case, he says, I was not metame. So shogi v'mezid is irrelevant in that case. So the Rambam paskins in that case also that he's chay v'chatos. So the Rambam paskins that he does not paskin adam neman al atzma yosim me'ed, and yet the Bir Hagra is saying that's pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Issuri Bir. So what Rilson just worked out, he said that clearly the Gra is saying that that din brought in the Gemara in Krisos is based on a pre-existing klal that everybody agrees to. As the Gra says, the chol hachmal atzmo nemon yosme edim ukmo shamrin v'krisos, in regards to being lahachmer al atzmo, there is a klal that is unanimous that odim nemon al atzmo yosme edim to make yisur. The whole question of the two lashonos in the Gemara in Krisos is, can you apply that to pater yourself from a chatas? In the do you apply that klal even as a ptur, even as a kula, but makom kapara? And that Rishonim also in Yevamos explained that is based on the Gzeiros HaKosov, Hodolo Chatas Asher Chata, but the Gzeiros HaKosov would be telling you to apply a pre-existing klal of Shavana Shechit Yisura in regards to Inyana Kapara to pater yourself. So that's just the way he worked out the Bir Hagra within the Gemara. So I just want to point out that the Bir Hagra is not the first person to bring in this Gemara in Krisos as an explanation for or as an application of the din of Shavanash Shechitah Yisura. On that Mishnah that our Gemara quoted in Kiddushin, so the Meiri brings it in as well. So he says, "Ubedorish lofanenu ira ma'isa ba'acha she'omra niskadashti l'ploni b'yom ploni b'fnei ploni y'ploni v'eidim hechisha v'omish lohayit var me'olam." So one person says he is Makadish this woman, and the Eidim say that never happened. V'donu ba sha'afa pichein sha'afa nafshech itichiti yisura. So the Meiri says in the face of, you know, that's interesting on its own right. But like what the Bir Hagra does, the Meiri says that Shavanashikh Yisur is Neman Alav L'Osar Alav, even in the face of Edim. And he quotes the Gemara in Krisos as a makar for this. So it's also a Meiri. And I would say it's also a Rajba. So the Chuvas HaRajba, the Mishle Melech in Hilchas Ishus has an arichas about if you say Shavanashach Tifti Yisur V'malkam Edim, it's actually on the Ramam, the Ramam's discussing in Parag Yud and Hilchos Ishus discussing our Gemara about Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So he brings a lot of different shuvas from, you know, the Ma'al Nach and a lot of names similar to that. But he has two shuvas HaRajba. So one of them says explicitly in regards to a case with Shechita where he says his Shechita was possible, he didn't say it's not. That it's kosher for everybody else, but for the shochet it's shavanash chidichid yisura. And here he has another case, and he seemingly brings up the Gemara in Krisos in this one. So he says, yes, avo behetu shel rochel inase l'shem umzetzarach dikdav mashetar. So he says out the case. Ketzad omer la l'leah v'shah shebo liton aleha shel l'shem. So he gave her something, and he says that he gave her the kedushin. Shimba haloshen shikasavdim v'dikdok sh'omer lo yesh edim shalach mikan amarti lo chizkadash li v'chuvay v'inami shenosnu lo stam v'achka chazar v'omer lo achas shikablosis v'chadshi li bo ein ze klum sh'afilu d'var v'ein mekudesh shalones v'provosah. Okay. So this is the Avolim Hoye Daito Lomar in the Pikadom. In the Pikadom Amarti, he originally gave her a Shavar Pruta and said it was for Pikadom. Vacha Kach Amarti Vishas Nesina Hiskat Shilibo V'Kiblosahi. So after he gave it to her, he says, accept it as kiddushin, and she's good with that. In kain lefit var mekudeshes silo. If that's the case that you're talking about, in this case, so then she would. That's the case that would count as kiddushin. Afilu yachishenu ha'ed. The Mishnah Melech had the gears of edim. Shavya krovo seha and nafshe chaticha di yisura. Who neman al atzma yosim emei edim. So he says it doesn't matter if there's. In this case, that they said that there was an aid that was machishim, he's shav and nashchadicha di yisura, and he's also to her krovos, and he seemingly quotes the klal u'neman al atzma yosu mimei eidim. That seems to be a quote from the Gemara in Krisos. So seemingly, I take the line seriously. I think so I think you have a Rashba, Meiri, and a Gra who equate the din of shav and nashchadicha di yisura to the Gemara in Krisos. So even though they all do that, so I just like to try to demonstrate that they understand the Gemara in Krisos differently. And that's what I wanted to do with this.
You articulate the first understanding of the Gemara in Krisos before.
Oh, no, I think that they're all different. I didn't say anything. Yeah.
Different from each other.
They're all different. Yeah, different from each other. Yeah. So. So the next. So the Rashba in Yevamos in Mishnah Rabbah. So he also discusses the Gemara in Krisos. So he says, "V'hasim b'Krisos mafarish." Trei lishni. So the first one he quotes is mafarshinu dibure v'chulei. We could skip that. Eight lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, he says, "V'lishnach rina amri lo mishum da'odim." It's cut out. Neman al atzma yosim emei edim. V'afilu b'tuma chadasha d'leka migul lo matzi l'trutzi diburei v'lo matzi l'trutzi diburei l'meimar d'lo amanti b'tumasi ela ta'rasi. Something amri d'ha tuma chadasha hi. So. This is a case where it can't be Mataritz Dibure, and nevertheless he's Neman because Adam Neman alas for Yosim Mei Edim. V'taymeh demilsa, mishum dechayve chatos v'ashamos, eimi mashchin noson. V'kevin demilsa de nafshehi, ulchapar didei ka'asi, im eino rotz l'schaper, al yischaper. He says, there's a din of chayvei chatos ha'ashamos. Someone says he doesn't want to bring a chatos or an asham, so the Mishnah Erechin says we leave him alone. And that's the Rashba calls kevin de milsa de nafshehi. It's his own kapara. Emeinu rotzel eschaper al yischaper. We leave him alone. He says that's the basis of the din of odim neman al atzma yosim mei edim. So seemingly and then he goes on to say that the application here is also based on the Xeris HaKosov of Ahodolom Chatasa Shechata, but seemingly the Rajwa is explaining the din of Neman Odom Al Atzma Yosim Meid, and that in regards to Inyone Kapara, so that's a Milz B'Nafshe. We leave him alone. And if you take the Lashon of the Shuvas HaRajwa seriously, that he seems to quote the Gemara in Krisos in the context of Shavanash Chaticha di Yisura, that even Bakum Edim is Neman, based on the Gemara in Krisos, so then one should conclude that the Nemanus of Shavanash Chaticha di Yisura is not a Nemanus that we would carry out in Bezin, even Lagabe Atzmo. Rather, it's a Milsim Benafshe. If he wants to be Machmer al Atzmo, so we have to, we will uphold that, we'll leave him alone to be Machmer al Atzmo. Perhaps if there's a machayiv there, and Bezin will be mafish miyisura, and Taurus kofen al amitzis or something like that. But if you're going to compare it to the din of odom neman al atzma yosim mei edim, so you would say something along those lines, and the Meiri as well.
Just like there, it creates a kula because he thinks he's popular, so why should I get involved?
Yeah, just like not that you have. Meaning,
what would you say
differently?
What's my reaction here?
So let me start. We started with quoting the Rambam that by Shavanash Chaticha di Yisura, and someone violates that Isser that he asked on himself. So the Rambam says he gets Malkus. So, and the Biyah Hagra quotes the Gemara in Krisa. So maybe I should start with the Gra. Or whatever, I'll say it now. So when you speak about giving him Malkus, based on Shavan HaShachichit Yisurah, so then that means Lagabe Atzmo, he has a Nemonus. That we treat it in regards to this person who was Shavan HaShachichit Yisurah, we treat him as if what he said was Asa, he said this is Chalev, for him, we'll treat it as Chalev. And therefore he says he's a Kohen, so we treat him as if he just was over an Isser of, Isha Zom Chalola Yikachu, and we'll give him Malkus based on that. We'll carry out an Onish. The Rajba, who's saying that the din of Neman Odom Alatma Yosum Ne'edim is a Milsa Benafshe, and he says that's the time of the Milsa. So if you're going to compare Shavanashach Tichdi Yisur to that, so Bezin can never carry out an Onish. Based on Shavanashach Tichud Yisurah. So we'll leave him alone and we're going to consider what he said, Asa. But no more than that. It's he may have some chiyuv to follow that. And Bezin will be mafresh misurah and kofen ala mitzvahs to make sure that he does what he says that he has to do. But it's not going to be anything more than that. That's the point that I want to make. Yes.
And why can't we say that because this concerns his own kapara, so that we should let him do whatever he needs to get his kapara? I mean, he claims that he needs a kapara. He claims he can only get a kapara with Malkus, so why don't we give him kapara with Malkus? Just like,
oh, if he asks for Malkus?
Whatever. He said that he's Chai Malkus.
Mm-hmm.
So Hidvarov, he needs the kapara.
But his kapara, that you're saying, coming off the ground through the instrument of Bezin, isn't it? Saying is that Rosh was saying basically just if you want to do it, if you want to really concern yourself, then fine, you can go ahead with that. But once you're involving asking Bezin to take Mishra to apply, right, is what you're saying. Once you ask Bezin to apply Malkus, so then Bezin doesn't just apply Malkus to people ask for it, they have to ask people. Rosh
says anything you can do to yourself, so Bezin
leave him alone.
He can do this himself.
Korban, meaning Korban is not like an Onesh Bezin almost, but Bishov, and it just him is not there at all. It's not an issue of us applying an Onesh to him. It's his own thing.
So, if you understand Raj, but it be purely that Manichim also has more Kapara, he has Kapara, or do you understand that Le'inyan Dvarim Shalatmo, we believe it, but we never believe him, even Lingan Dvarim Shalatzmo, when it's no gay out to anybody else, including Bezdin. I think I asked this the other day also, because Bezdin would be violating their own Isurim if they were to be Lokas, Shaloka, Dinner, and whatever.
Right, so I could hear either way.
But there is like, in the big sugya of Shavin Asha, there seems to be like mixed evidence, even on that. That's even within the view that we don't really believe him objectively, but we, but do we believe him, what I call, do we believe him subjectively? In other words, to the extent that there is something that's considered his own domain, in Yonatzmo, do we really believe him about that? Or is it more that, like you're saying now, we're not mafriya because these are things to his own benefit, and he doesn't want them, so, as long as they don't affect anybody else.
Right.
So you're neutral.
Neutral, but either way, I couldn't imagine giving that Bezin would carry on Malkus.
Right, I'm saying that could just be, either because that's no longer in Yonatzmo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Louis Tsuya that it was. Because the difference a little bit is, I guess, in going back to the other point about Migu Keneged, Migu Neged Shavya and things of that sort, do you really mostly, on some level, at least with regard to him, do you believe it or not?
If you speak of Migu Malcolm Shavya, I mean, as far like, It does sound like that is something that we do, that he has that modus, and therefore we'll
undo it. It's not just, they were not saying, oh, it's in your Yonatzmo, so forget it. It sounds like we're saying,
So that's, that would, in
why?
So then you might end up saying that, so therefore, even when he says what he says here, it's just part of the Hagdara, what's called in Yonatzmo.
Well, the Rashba doesn't bring up Migu, that's the Ritva. That's why I thought the Rashba can't even talk about it, because...
I'm just saying, if you'd have overlapping cheetahs and those things, that might be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But in the round, it's off your neutral on that.
Yeah.
I Meaning everybody's point is if a Migo, let's say if you say that what, that you're not gonna allow for Rav Yonasheh to become a Migo.
The Ritva was clear that if someone, you know, he's his Pesach Pesuk Matzasi, so he, and she's Machish, so he says you should have believed her Migo, that she could have said that, agreed to him, and just that Mishras Tanin and Nasim should be Mutaris. So, so he thought that therefore you should, the Ritva asked, you should say that that he's not also, that he goes on to break the Migo. So we're, you know, so that's what we're talking.
Rabbi thinks that's consistent, that's in theory consistent with Rashba.
I'm just saying this Rashba can be one of two things, and they're quite different, and it would be not for any of other things. But do you believe according to the Rashba that's any Nebonis and Shavin Atsha? Right? Just that you're always gonna limit the fallout or the domain of his Nebonis to areas which are Inyan Atzmo, and then that's a separate question to figure out. What's called Inyan Atzmo? Like predominantly Inyan Atzmo, but there's a little bit of, you know, collateral spillover? Or any spillover is, you know, passes the whole thing, or it only passes it with regard to the other person? Those are already three. I think you find all that stuff in the Sugya of Shabbat. I'm saying the Rashba definitely says what Rashba is breaking out, which is that, you know, by quoting, you know, that other part of Krisis, you know, that's the difference between Eima Mashkina and so on, he's definitely saying, oh, it's his kapara, so he doesn't want it, let's not push it. But is that because he really thinks that it's all pure Iskaimus and so on, or is it because he's saying, that's his way of saying that's Inyan Atzmo. But Legabe Inyan Atzmo, there still is a notion of Nemanus. It's not just, you know, Manichimlo. It's, you know, we allow him his fantasy world, or we allow him his world of Nemanus. That's different than saying, we don't believe him at all. I think the thing is totally whatever, but, you know, we don't interfere.
Sounds like, I mean, Rutz is Kaper, all is Kaper, but it sounds like we don't believe
him. Right, no, what I'm saying, that could be, that's the Hagdara. This is Inyan Atzmo. I'm just saying that there are, because there are a number of related issues in Shavya, if you want to integrate them, you know, you might still need to make this kind of distinction. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. This may be asking the same question again, so if it is, we can ignore it, but if it's not, then it may need to be addressed. The Rashba sounds like he's saying, Derek Mashal, that I can't stop the guy from eating I can't punish the guy after he eats treat, so therefore I'm not going to bother telling him that he shouldn't do it to begin with. I'm not going to be I can't be mamashkin him, meaning if I tell him he has to bring a chaptos, I can't force him to do it.
Right.
So in Bila, I'm not even going to tell him that he has to bring it.
Right.
So why does one lead to the other? It could be that I have no ability to compel him with physical compulsion, but at the same time, it doesn't exempt me from my moral obligation to tell him what he's obligated to do.
Right. So what I'm saying is that that's a shear, if the reasoning of mamashkin shows you that this is called Inyan Atzmo.
So that's what I meant, but I might have been asking the same question.
That's what I'm trying to kind of push for.
And that may be addressing Noah's point, though, which is why I prefer it to be the Rashba as being the Nemanos rather than the pragmatic, more hands or ties, but just throwing them up in the air.
And just the Meiri as well also seems to say that that it's not an emunus that that Brezin would accept. He says, yes, it's mikomok nemer sham tam achim shim da adam nemer al atzma kmei eidim. But if you look at the fire, but the Buro, Sad Shaloba Hoshes Aiden, Kosha Omer Lodin Mesa, for Omer Lodin Mesi, Der Shane Lafarish for Mylodin Mesi, Lo Mant Pitamasi, Kagon Tumahadasha, Rotsalomisha Omer Lodin Mesa Aksha, Nikomakum Hunemalinian Carbon, Ap Mokum Kama Aiden, Mishim became the Lakapar Di De Kosu, the main Rotsalis Kapar Al Yis Kapar, Kane Masha Omru, Kavi Hatos Ashamos, Ain Mashkin Nosa. So he, you know, the Meiri as well, he explains the din of Odom Neman Alatzva Yosemei Eidim seemingly not to be a Nemanus that Bezin accepts against the Eidim, but rather it's just a halacha that we leave him alone, that we leave him alone. Remainer Rotzel Eschaper, Al Yischaper. So Yeah, so therefore, you know, the way I would set up what we've seen before is that, you know, the Rambam clearly is in Emunas Alagabi Atzmo that Bezdin accepts and acts on, and the Bir Hagra as well. In the Rambam, you know, you could explain that he agrees that it's an Emunas like Eidim, maybe it would be Nemalchim Eidim, maybe it's a separate Emunas, but whatever it is, there is Malchus. And the Meiri and the Rajba, they would not give someone Malchus based on Shabbat Shabbat Yisura. It's since they compare the din of Shavya to the Gemara Krisis, they would say Meir Rosh L'Eschapa Al Yischaper, and therefore someone wants Asin something Al Atzmo, let him treat it as Isser. And the Ritva, who says that Shavna Shachitikhiti Yisur, Bemokam Migu, would not Aser, and Bemokam Tzad Rachuk, we would not make it Aser, and he does not compare it to Edus, would seemingly not invoke the Gemara Krisis at all. That's Exeris HaKasubla Gaba Inyan and Kapara, and you'd want that he would think that the Gemara is not relevant to the halacha of Shavna Shachitikhiti Yisur. So that's the first point. Okay.
Do you think the two mirrors are connected?
Yeah, because the first one,
it can only be his highness of something.
It could only be his highness, and he compared, since that's the way he explains the Mark Croesus, then one Kedushin compares them, so that's...
I think in the next stop, I'm going to see, but I think on Samach Bav, the mirrors...
These days that are Chole.
Yeah, I think now,
I remember seeing that also.
It doesn't prove it. It doesn't at least, it's here, if you put the one in Samach, this is the one in Samach Hay.
Right.
The one in Samach Bav, you got the Samach Hay.
Right, so I mean, you know, the Miri has, in Kiddushin, he has the option to say, don't compare it to the Gemara Krisus.
Right.
But the day that the Miri has comparing it to the Gemara Krisus, you put it together with the Miri's understanding, so that's what you would get.
Right.
But yeah, you never, it's true, you never know with the Miri, he's always quoting lots of deis. So, yeah,
that
I mean...
What happens is a very distinctive presentation, and Samhe and Samhapod happen to be very distinctive presentations that you don't find enough to show.
That he explicitly talks about that.
About that issue.
Yeah.
You said
Bishon al-Kahron,
they really
accepted
the
Azaka.
Yeah,
and right, in the Rajba, Shuvas HaRajba,
yeah.
The way we have it does not. But the Mishnah Melech has one that does, but that's not the issue that he's...
Right.
It just so happens those are
in Rishonim, those are like practically the only Makoros, and they're opposite presentations to that away.
Okay, so that's the point I wanted to make about Shavu'ah Nashkut B'Yisur. Then on Testament Veis, the focus is more on being Motzi her Ksuba. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye Afanan Nami Tanina. Pull on from the top. So he's bringing a raya that Omar Pesach Besuch Ben Sasi Nemanol of Losrola from our Mishnah. Besuch Nisa Yom Ravi. The Yom Ravi in Chamishi Lo. So my time, Mishmakuri Daita. You're worried he's going to cool off and he's not going to go to Bezin. Lomai Il Mesa Loksuba. So maybe he's going to cool off, and really he's not chayv to pay her ksuba, and it's going to end up he's going to pay her ksuba shelo kedin, but really there's no din that he's nemal of lo osra, as Tosis is midai. Nesiv lo, who cares, why would you make a takana for her to get married b'yom revi to stop him from paying up a ksuba? El lo osra lo, k'toh in taina. So you see that there is a taina where he can aser himself, but Tosis is mid. The Ramasla Ila Mesa Luxuba, he's Medaik Mashm Hayubala Bezin Hayanemalaf Sidak Subasa. At this, what the Gemara is trying to do is trying to figure out, can you possibly say that Pesach Pesuch Matsasi is not Neman Olav Laosra, not Neman Laosra Allah? And the Gemara is suggesting that it's only Neman Lagavik Suba. So he would be Neman if you say Pesach Pesuch Matsasi to be Mafsir Ksuba, Apa Pish Laosra Allah Lohaya Neman. Mishum deisim l'neimar, deshema ino baki pesach pesuach, v'ukm b'cheskes heter. She has a, you know, b'mokum safek. We don't know, you know, maybe he's a baki, maybe he's not a baki, b'mokum safek. So you should go basa her cheskes heter, and she should be with her. Alfa mikom mokum ksu basa hefsida, alfa pi, שיש לנו לא משהו טוב בפסח פסוח, דיס לנו נאמר, אוקי ממונו בחסקס מורה. So, even though there's a suffix again, this is a suffix, is the Yabaki Pesach Pesuch or not, but in the case of the Ksuba, the Cheskas, the Chazak is on his side, the Cheskas Momen is for him. And you say, Uki Momonu B'Cheskas Morei, and therefore, he's Nemon to be Mafsid her Ksuba. That's how he explains the Gemara. V'Kasha, the Mai Mafsid Ksubasa, V'Havis Fek Sveka, Suffix Yabaki Pesach Pesuch Im Lav, Bintim Salomar Pesach Pesuch Havis Suffix Ba'una Suffix Baratzah. So you've got a spek sveka, because you know the whole tzad to say why he would not be neman of la'osra lov is because maybe he's ain't a baki, so that's clearly a suffix. That's how we switch the din legabe isra and legabe ksuba. So one suffix, is he a baki or is he not a baki? And even if he's a baki and he's correct that it's pesach pesuch metzasi, maybe it was ba'onis and she's b'shas erison and she's not. She doesn't lose her ksuba in such a case. Tafilei she's kohen bonus lomisa de ksubasa. Ve'ein lomar. So Tosis at this point famously is assuming that svek sveka is mostly from a ksuba, and they have a raya. They say ve'ein lomar dafil b'svek sveka mafsa de ksubasa mishum minim amono b'cheskas. Maybe you should say that a cheskas moment, in the face of a cheskas moment, you. Even a svek svek is not mosi mamon. The lakamon gavim mishras tani nenasti, who omer lo ki ela ashlo rastach nenast. How you mechi mekach tos? So she instead she's not machishim. She says she really is a geula, but she says rather mishras tani nenasti, and it's a. And he says no. That's obviously a tiny shema. He says that maybe that's not the case. And really, he says no. Really, even before I was mekanesh, you were a beula and it was a mekach tos. So veikamad mafarsh lekamon mekach tos masayim aval mono isla. There's no mekach tos that's mevatel the kiddushin and the chiyuv ksuba at all. Mekach tos just means that I thought that. We thought that you were a basu and you should get Messiah, but you go back to your regular din of being a ba'ula who gets a mana, and his only claim is to be mafsed her from a mana. Alma mishmut ba'osa mana have so Tosis is bothered. You know why would you not make the claim that try to be mafsed her from the whole ksuba and say that mishrastani you're a mizana. And in which case she would lose her whole ksuba. So he says, "Alma mishum ba'osa mana on the second mana have a svek sveka lomifsida." She's not going to lose one mana. The suffik kodim shenis arsa, suffik achas shenis arsa. If she was mezana kodim shenis arsa, she only loses a mana. So on that mana, so if it's kodim shenis arsa, she keeps. Maybe it was la achas shenis arsa. Vimtim saloma achas shenis arsa. Emer ba'onis hava. The amrit dafil. Okay. Emer ba'onis hava. Maybe it's ba'onis. So in which case she would not lose that mona. She wouldn't even lose Messiah. So he says there's a svek sveka that she could keep at least the mona. The amrit dafil b'svek sveka misida amai isla afilu mona. Why does she even have a mona? You should say that if makom svek sveka you are not Motzi Mamon, if Mokum Svek Sveka, you are not Motzi Mamon, so then you're not Motzi Ksuba, so then he should make the claim that she was Mizana Bemezit, Beratzon, and she loses even the Mana. So Tov says it must be that on the first Mana, so she's got a Svek Sveka, that she keeps it, and it's only a Suffolk on the second Mana, and on there you have Machlokas and Gamliel and Bishua. If with the Ches HaGuf and the Bar V'Shema. So that's Tosis's, that's the way Tosis sets up the Inyan of Svek Sveka being Motzi Mamon, and then he goes on to say why there's not really a Svek Sveka in our Gemara. But that's, this Tosis is well known, it's very, that they seem to be saying that a Svek Sveka is Motzi Mamon. So, the question that's asked is sex feka seems to logically be a rov. You have, you know, statistically, that's what it is. You have, you have one suffix, approximately 50-50, and then you say, even if it's on the tzad where she loses her ksuba, so then you have approximately another 50-50, where...
You're saying that the chances are that each of these are right or 50-50?
Each suffix is approximately a 50-50. It's a suffix at shakel, so you can call it like approximately 50-50. You know, we don't know one tzad to be greater than another tzad. That's why it's not rov. So roughly, you could call it a 75% chance that she should keep her ksuba. That's the way they would set up. And seemingly, sfeika logically should be a rov. And they quote the well-known Shubas Harashba, where he talks about sfeika being like a rov. The Tumim is quoted as saying, you know, the Rashba also suggests that it's adif me rov. And
he says
it's other mirror. The reason why I point out is that the Natiya in the Tshuva seems to be that he likes saying that it's Yosemiro, and all he needed was that it should be Kiro, and that's why the Rashba goes with those days that say that even though Adav Shesh Matirin is Afil Bela Flo Bottle. The Malkum Sfek Seika is Heter Gomer, is his Lashon in Beitza. And because seemingly Sfek Seika, one could explain that Rashba as going with the other, that Sfek Seika is other from Rov, and you won't...
Right, even in the Tshuva itself, he says explicitly, because he talks about the later Gemara, by Yichus.
By Yichus, right, and Trey Ruby.
You need Trey Ruby,
yeah.
You don't need anything more than Sfek Seika.
Right.
That happens to be Zuh.
So yes, yeah, so he holds that that really Sfek Seika is other from Rov. Interestingly, is that here the Rashba himself says that Sfek Seika is not Motzi Mamon. So you know, one could think about how to put all the Rashbas together. The other Rishon here actually,
or at least it's not Motzi Ksuba.
About what?
Or at least it's not Motzi Ksuba.
It's at least not Motzi Ksuba. So even though Sfek Sveika would be other from Rov, it's not Motzi Ksuba. The other Rishonim also here, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ra'a also, they all go that Sfek Sveika is not Motzi a Ksuba.
The Tumim that you had is just the other Rov point?
The Tumim suggests that Tosis holds that Sfek Sveika. So even, you're right, the problem with Tosis is that there's a clown, the Gemara in Baba Kama, the beginning of Shoshan Avech Sapara, has in Machlokes Rav and Shmuel if Hochem Omen Achar Rov or not. And Shmuel says Ein Hochem Omen Achar Rov. So Sfek Sveika is like a Rov. If it is a Rov, so then it shouldn't be Motzi Mamon. So the Tumim suggests that Sfek Sveika, he calls this Adif, may Rov, and it is Motzi Mamon. And he says that's the Pashup Shan Tosis, and that's the end. So there is, if you go through Tosin Zvachem and Tosin Beit, there's different days about if Dovah Sheyesh Matirin is Aser even Malkum Sfek Sveika or not. So that's one point that one needs to contend with.
Right. Are you saying it's a Raya and it's greater than Rov?
What? That
if you're saying it's
Dovah Sheyesh Matirin?
Yeah, no, this Tosus, I mean...
No, this Tosus is a Raya, yeah.
Right, no, so it's a greater Raya than Rov, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that, yes, meaning Amos Mechaber Olaf HaRaya, that Sfek Sveika, according to Shuman, in Tosis is considered a Raya. So the interesting thing about it is...
Well, you don't
need
to say it's a Raya. You just need to say that it's...
How else would it...
Well, that it fills the...
Well, there's a latest Asafek.
But that,
right,
so
okay.
That's my question, but would that work to be Motzi Mamon?
Sure. There's a latest Asafek.
Then until now, we assume there's Motzi Mamon.
It even works against Dovah Sheyesh Matirin. I'm saying you don't need to say it's a Raya. It's more than saying it's a Raya. It's saying that it's not even a
topic. You're saying it's not even a topic, you don't need to be a topic.
I mean, legally, it doesn't cross the threshold of a serious topic. My personal view is that it has something to do with the composite, you know, rove that it is or isn't, but it's a more
it's a suffix on a suffix.
But
that it's a suffix on a suffix,
yeah,
and it has a different. Yeah, I was going
to
say
you don't have to be
suffix.
Yeah.
It's a yeah that.
Right,
yeah.
I'm just not sure. But and Rebbe thinks that there's no problem with saying on the basis of something like that that you could be Motzi Mamon.
that should not be a problem of being motzi mamon if there's no safek. You say motzi mekamar levaraya when there's a safek. But if, not, if you don't have a legal safek,
yeah.
Then
I mean, I think one note, right, because one note is saying is that statistically there's no difference.
Right.
There's no difference
right.
between
so
a rov and a
sveka,
but
al pi din,
what
yeah,
the tumim
and
rules are, is that a safek on a safek has a different chal hashem, even though statistically it's the same. But you consider
no, that part I'm wrong, right, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to envision.
You're
representing us to be saying we have no doubt that this is the case?
Not in the real world, but legally, formally. Al pi din, it's not considered a safek.
Right, that's, so that is that suggestion. Okay.
I was giving an example, it's like crossing the street, you know. Accidents do happen, unfortunately. Retrospect, you know, we know that there's a certain, even in prospect, there's a certain amount of danger, but no one perceives crossing the street, and no one says, if I'm going to, there's a 98.367 chance I'm going to make it across. All he did, that's not the way we look at it. We say, you know, you cross the street, you don't need to think about it. Right? If an accident happens, then, you know, that's then we figure out how it happened. And again, Queens Boulevard is just different. It has different colors. But that's what we mean when we say all this stuff. That sometimes is not
that part
in the
single.
Numbers.
Here there's a Nitan, and the Nitan is has a Chazkas Mamon also. So
right.
How can we just ignore
right.
the fact that he's Mukhta
right.
and that
right.
he's
we don't consider this to be a
Safek.
Yeah. So when there's a Safek, we
build on
the Nitan has rights.
Like
here, we treat this as Al Pi Din, we treat this as a Vada
that's
until
important.
We know otherwise.
Yeah.
That's a legal
right.
Again, I mean, as we know, some Rishonim said that even about robes, there were certain robes. And some of the Balitosis think that a robe. What? Or some are Bechalti Rob Disim
Kabbalah.
Or that the whole rule of
Ein
Ochel and Rabbanach our robe is only a robe. That's a Tutosis and
Rabbanach.
There's plenty of precedent, either.
Yeah, and how to define that klal of in Hokumah Menacharo. So okay, so that is that's one explanation that's suggested. I'm not going to go through. There's a number of others, but that's one issue that comes up in this Tosis. One thing to point out is that, which is going to be relevant to the next point. That Tosis brings a raya, you know, Tosis at the beginning was ready to say logically either way, but they bring a raya from the Mishnah and Yudbeis as we went through. So the Mishnah and Yudbeis is a little bit of a, is a different case. Again, the case there is, she is a ba'ula, b'shas nesu'in, however we're mavara that, and she admits to the fact, and she just says, the way I became ba'ula is mishras tanina nasti. It's a case where there's a bari v'shema. Mashen came in the case over here, Tosis makes it very clear on the bottom of the Amud, Maslow Lo, that the whole sugya over here is speaking about a bari or bar where the machash each other. And Tosis takes on as a Dover Pashat that the bari v'shema is not relevant to anything. I mean, he brings a raya over there, Svek Sveka, she's Motzir Ksuba. She's also bari v'shema over there. And Tosis doesn't make it serif between the bari v'shema with the Svek Sveka over there. He says, just like Svek Sveka is mostly over there, it's mostly also over here, and the Bar Vishema is seemingly low milav, low morid. If I have time, I feel like I probably won't, but I'll just make the ha'ara, is that on the bottom of the Amud, it's relevant to the Shmaitz has a famous piece to explain this Tosis about Shtar Omeg Ligvos is Kagavi Dami, and he claims that it's applicable in this case. I'm not going to go through all his details, how it deals with Bisham Besom and other cases, but the bottom Tosis, in regards to the Chiv Ksuba, asks the same kasha that we mentioned before, that the Ritva asks in regards to Shavna Shachikidisur, is that why does she not have a Migu in our Gemara that she could have said Mishra Astani and Anasti? Or at least that she could have said Mukas Eitzani. So Tosis ends off that V'ilah Amrino Migula Hotzi Asi Nami Shapir. So he says over here we're dealing with she's being Motzi Mamon. So that's that if you're going to go the route of the Shmaitz, you have to, this is, that's a point to be reckoned with, because he also discusses how you Bashtar Omer Ligvos Kagavi Dami, the Balashtar is not considered the Motzi, so you have to deal with the Tosis. But, you know, Tosis is ready to say Pshan. Our Gemara, the reason why she doesn't have a Migu is Migu Lahotzi La Amrina. Yet the, we'll get to the Gemara in Yubeis, the Gemara says that the Pshan Gamliel, who says when she says Mishan is Tani Nasti, so she, the Gemara says the reason why she's Nemenes is because she has a Migu, she could have said that she's Mugaseitz. So what happened to Migu Lahotzi? So in the bottom Tosa, seemingly you have to do something with a combination of Bar Vishema and it, in regards to Svek Sveka, Tosis is convinced, based on the Mishnah on Yubeis, that that Svek Sveka is mostly Moman, even though there it was in the case of Bar Vishema, the Bar Vishema is not my, is Lomayla Velomorid. So maybe if there's time, but I'll just bring up the issue. But yeah, but at least in the first part, so he says it's Bar Vishema is Lomayla Velomorid. So I'd like to go to the Gemara in Yudbeis. I think that you know that the Tosis creates brings up the issues brought up about being about ein holchim moment acharov and amos mecharol afaraya. It's really I find it problematic in the whole sugya on Daf Yudbeis. So the Mishnah Yudbeis and Beis again has this case that we're talking about. Moses the isha l'motz lo psulim he omeres mishar astani ne'enastim nistach b'sedeu v'u omer lo ke'el ashlo rastich. So, this case, she says, Mishar Astani Nenasti. So you have Machlokes Tanoim, is she Nemenes or is she not Nemenes? So the Gemara brings up, you know, this is the case of Bar Vishema. And the Gemara quotes, this is Machlokes Samaroim, Bar Vishema is Bar Odif or Bar Lav, or Lav Bar Odif. So we'll skip that, and the Gemara concludes that the Machlokas Amoraim is not necessarily Machlokas Tanoim, because so 5 lines from the bottom it says Omer Lecha Rav Nachman Ano Da Amri Afilu Krim Gamliel Ad Kam Lekom Rim Gamliel Hasim Ela De Ika Migu Avel Hacha Mai Migu Ika Inami ad kan lo kamim gamliel hasma elo daminu ukma achazaka. Well, hacha my chazaka isle. The hacha is on the case of the hava manu biyatcha v'ala omer eni yodeya. So he says you owe me money. And the other person says I'm not sure. So it's machlokas if you say bar v'shama bar yadav or not. But in the case of mishar astani and anasti, so the Gemara talks about that there's a migu and there's a chesagot. So it is the question. It's, you know, the Mefarshim deal with, is this with the combination of a Bar Vishema, or is it just the Chazaka on its own? Like, for example, Rashi on Daf Ayin Hay is, on Ayin Hay Beis, in a few places there, is Mashma, it's just the Chesaguf on its own. Your Masal Asalim Gamliel, the Amar Hasim, he Nemenes, the Chazaka Dugufa Adifa. Sounds like the Etzim Chesaguf is other from the Chesed Malan. And later, you know, Rava Amar Reish Panim Sukat Hayu. So Kulukrim Gamliel Dokminan Hilchas Kavasa Parakama Laolam Chazaka Dugufa Adif. It doesn't sound like he's talking about a combination between a Bar Vishema together with the Chesagof being Motzi Momen, but rather it's a Chesagof on its own. And another Maramachim is just the Gemara in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav in Elu Nairis. So the way Rashi reads the Gemara is by a Chareshes in the case of Mishar Astani and Anasti, that we would be Taninan La, and we would say, we find that she's found to be a Ba'ula. So the Gemara says that the way Rashi reads the Gemara, that according to Gamliel, she does not lose her ksuba because sach pich le'ilim would be taninan misheras tanin and nasti. You know, she's not making the claim, and she's being seemingly motzi mamon with she's being motzi mamon in that case. So it fits with Rashi and Ayin Hay that it seems that his understanding of Gamliel is that the Ches Aguf is other from a Cheskas Mama. And that's even the Rashi in the Sugya in Yud Beis and Beis. You know, once you have the other Rashis, it fits a little bit better. The first Rashi on the Mishnah, Nemenes, Kasalka Daitach Mishnah Dvar Vishan Bar Odeth, and it sounds like the Gemara falls off that Lagamra.
What do you mean Lagamra?
Meaning that
Dvar Vishama plays any role, or just it's not that Dvar Vishama works when it's Chesed Sagov, it's not Chesed Sagov works.
When the Dvar Vishama is with the Chesed Sagov. But
right, so I'm saying
so
it's more the.
So
with
Rashi, seemingly you don't need it, because he always speaks about Chesed Aguf as other, and Rum Gamliel is ultimately Chesed Asmamon. So
I thought it was more that he's, and I think some Rishonim are a little more explicit about it. Meaning, is it a combination of both?
Right. That's,
or is it one, but where the other one still like provides a certain like foundation? I don't think it's one and just forget about the other, because I have too many
right.
spheres.
So I mean, that's part of what I was going to discuss. Meaning, like, let's say she would say. She says explicitly, "I don't know." So maybe you need a Tainas Bari just to. She doesn't have a right to be Motzi Mama without a Tainas Bari, but it doesn't. What,
right.
Yeah.
Either it's a Reisa, or maybe
right.
it neutralizes or makes more
so,
vulnerable
yeah.
the Mama on the other side, so that then the Chesed Sagov can work.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't
so,
mean.
I don't mean that
it.
she doesn't need a Tainas Bari at all.
Right.
That she could say she doesn't know, but. But in terms of what the chazakas are, Rashi does say that Ches Taguf is other.
Right.
And that's all.
That
I, yeah, that's all
Rabbi
I need.
Rabbi Gamliel's
yeah.
Bari Veshama is
yeah.
totally qualitatively different than, you know, than a Bari Veshama that stands on its own.
Right. Yeah. So that's fine with me. And you know, the obvious problem with that is that we know that there's a klal Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. Tosis brings it up on Daf Tesamet Aleph. And it's Ein Holch Mamad Acha Ro, and yet Rashi talks about being Motzi Mamad that a Ches Aguf is other from a Cheskas Mamad. So that's that needs a Pshat. And even if you say the that there is a combination in terms of creating a Raya, and there is Yisodos to that from the Ramban and Ritvan Daf Tes and Daf Yod. Where they speak about, they say it should be a davar pasha that if the Baal says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi and she denies it, the Gemara seems to say that only Midrabanan is Master or Ksuba because Ksuba is Drabanan. So the Ramban asks the question, he says that, you know, there's a Tanai, you know, she's got a Shtar. And there's a Tanai that she's got to be a Besula. Now we find that she, there's a latest Asafik if she was a Besula or not. So it should be Aleha Lahavi Raya that she could be Motzi Mamad. What, of course, he should be Mafzer Ksuba, even Lamanda Amr Ksuba Dar Raisa. So what, why, once you have a latest Asafik, it should be Dar Pashid. He says Pesel Pesuch Matzasi. So it should be on her to prove that. That she was a Besula, and he gives several answers. One of his answers is that that the Gemara in Daf Tezayin has a robe, the robe Nashim Besulas Nissos, and the Gemara uses that robe. So he says, so we find there's a robe, we find there's a Ches Aguf, that she was born a Besula, so you assume that she is a Besula right now until the Nisuin. So he says, he says you got a robe, and you've got a Ches Aguf, and the way the Ritva phrases it, he says, that a robe, the Ches Aguf, is other from a Cheskas Mom. That's the way he, that's his Lashon. So, you know, you see that they're making it Tziruf to be Motzi Mom, so one could have said that, you know, the Ritva in Yud Beis and Beis is explicit. He's one of those who's explicit that it's the Bar Vishama together with a Ches Aguf. So you could talk about making it Tziruf like that. But even so, I find that to be tough because you know, you speak about Motzim Chaver Olof Harayin in Ein Holchim Momen Achar Rov. So, you know, Rov, you know, as Tosis in Chulin speaks about, there's 2 days, you know, one day is that Ruv Chazak Ruv Adav is Xeris HaKosu, and the other day is that that Misvara, you'll say, that you have a Rov and a Chazaka clash, you should go Basa Rov, because, seemingly because Rov is something that makes sense, the statistics are with you. Even though you need Xeris HaKosov to give you a right to follow these statistics, but when you have probability on your side, so it makes sense to follow that over the Chazaka Miyikara. So even if you'll say that a robe is not considered a raya, and you would still say I'm osmi chaver olaf a raya, so you know I could swallow that together with the ches hagof. So you have the probability, and you have another hachra with you. So we'll say that's called a raya al pidin motzi mala. But here what we're dealing with, you've got a chazaka miyikara, and you've got a bar v'shema, and this bar v'shema is what Tosis and the other Rishonim call bar garua v'shema tov, meaning the Baal has no idea if you know what happened when she lost her besulim, and she does, so she can say anything she wants. She doesn't have to worry about anything. You wouldn't call the bar v'shema in such a case any. There's no raya at all in regards to probability or anything like that. So you have perhaps two hachros. Is that the pshat that you have one machria of chazaka miyikara, and you have another machria al pidin of bar v'shema? And when you have two, and two is better than one, and that makes a raya. That would be what one would have to work out if you want to go that route. And the other issue is that even the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva, that they all say this answer on Daf Yud, it's only one. You know, the robe definitely exists that they talk about. The Gemara Daf Tezayin uses it. The Chazaka, the Ches Aguf definitely exists. And that's only one of their answers. It's not clear to me that it was a Davar Pashat, that it wasn't a Chiddush to be make it seer between a robe and a Ches Aguf to be Motzi the Ksuba from the Isha. And thirdly,
just a comment about the Ramban, the Chamos of Laman Vav tells you Shad the Gemara Nafi Beis, I think whatever I was looking for before, he says that the Bari is in Maimon the Chazaka, it's best in the Chesed Tegub, this being what's the moment, the Rei is having to pull the Panecha, so the Bari is just the same.
Right, so that makes it worse. Oh, right, so you're bringing a Rei to the question.
I'm saying, so it's not a two versus one.
Right.
It's not like it's best in the Chesed Tegub, just there's a Tiyua from
So again, so then you're back to the first, Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba adif, ein hoch maman achar rov, and yet a ches aguf, because mostly maman is, halodavrahu. And the third is an issue brought up by the Shev Shmaitza, that he points out that we find in other areas that a ches aguf and a bar v'shem is not mosi mamon. He points to the Gemara at the beginning of Shor Shana Beches Hapara, where Tosis, for other reasons, brings, so the case is, Shor Shana Beches Hapara, v'nimsa uber b'tzida. So the question is, so the Shor is definitely chayv to, the Baal Shor has to pay for the para, but does he pay for the uber also? Was she mapple before the negicha, or was it after the negicha? And that's the suffix. So the Chachamim say that you don't hamos mechaver al paraya, and Tosis over there for other reasons talks about that there is a chesagof of that the behema was muberes, so it has a chesagof that it was muberes b'shas negicha, and he uses that to explain a certain case where even Sunkos would agree, which we'll get to. And so you have a ches aguf there, and the Gemara says that you say that the din is the most mechaver olaf haraya in that case, even in the case of bar v'shema. So that the Shmaitza points out is that we have cases of bar v'shema and a ches aguf that's not motzi mamon. So he has a complicated mahalach. It's in Shmaitza Beis Parag Vav, but he brings up the issue. So that's us. That's what we're saying. So we have a Tosis on Daf Tesen Beis, which speaks about Svek Sveka being Motzi Yaksuba. That's in the face of the Halach of Ein Hochem Momen Acha Rov. And we have the Gemara Yud Beis, where so even if Svek Sveka is something that could be Motzi Momen, but we're not out of the woods. Where we, you're speaking about Ches Aguf being Motzi Mamon, and how does that work? So I'd just like to say a few things about Ches Mamon in general. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Shor Shana V'Ches Hapara, brings up That's the introduction to, it introduces the din of Hamosim Chaver Olafaraya. It brings up the Machlokas of Ein Holchim Moman Acharov and the Chacham, that they argue with Sumchas, even B'Makom Gerard de Mamona, we say Hamosim Chaver Olafaraya. So the Gemara asks, Minayin Mashomru Hamosim Chaver Olafaraya. So first it brings the Xeris Akosov, Sheyagash Olav Yagash, Yigash Yigash Baraya. And then the Gemara says, really, it's a svara that mi sheish lekeiv yelech lebe asya. Someone who's, you know, someone who's got, who's hurt, he's sick, so he's got to go. He's got to bring himself to the doctor. I mean, you have to. You want to take momen from somebody else. It's a svara. You've got to have a raya. And even makom rov, the Gemara says, ein holchem momen acha harov. So. In that svara of which Gemara attributes to explaining the din of Amos Mechaber Olaf Haraya, it's a yesh l'stapek. Without that, is that svara the makar and the machayev for a for the, well, what the Gemara in all over in our Gemara in Yudbeis speaks about uki mamona b'cheskes mare, and we find the different phrases. You know, Amos Mechaber Olaf Haraya uki mamona b'cheskes mare. Is this machayev for cheskas mamon, or is this perhaps this is something that elevates it to a status that you need a raya? But even without this svara, there is such a thing as a cheskas mamon, and that b'malkum safek, b'malkum safek uki mamonu b'cheskas mare.
Can you explain me the two different seven?
So, I mean, how much did this svara do? Is this debate? Is the svara of me sheyesh l'keiv yelech l'be'asya? Is that the mechayim for the cheskas moment, or is it just elevating it to there's a cheskas moment that exists? Someone's muksak in something, but because you have this svara, we say you can't just, you know, you don't just go bust a robe. You need something called a raya. So you need edim or something like that, or not on tzadim. But does a cheskas moment exist independent of that svara?
Meaning independent of the need to bring a raya, the votes from.
One could have read the Gemara that that's the definition of what a cheskas moment is, or it's adding a different component to a pre-existing cheskas moment. Get there.
They'll clarify.
Yeah, I'll clarify. But I mean, even without an afamina, I mean, the afamina is, if you wouldn't, you know, like, ein holchem mamon acha rov, let's say, is an expression of amot mechaber olaf haraya. So had you not had this svara of nisha, yesh lo ke'ev, yelech lebe asya, so you would have said rov is motzi mamon. But the malkum safek, where you don't have a rov, you're not going to be motzi mamon. You're not going to say achloku. You'll, the muchzik isn't going to keep it completely. We find there's such a thing, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there's such a thing as a Cheses Bar Kama. We find in many places. Like, for example, the Mishnah Bava Metzia, where someone sells, Machlef Parba Chamar, or he sells his Shifcha, and then it has a, we find that the Shifcha had a blood, and it was Omedes Ba'agam, so it's not, neither one was Muchzik in it, so the Gemara speaks about Uki Momona Acheskas Marakama. So we have a suffix. Was the Uber born before it was sold, the Shifka was sold, or was it after? So we say, and let's say neither one is Mochsuk, the Mara says it's Omeres Ba'agam, you say Uki Momona Acheskas Marakama. So what is the nature of the Acheskas Marakama? Is a Diyun, the Kunsha Svekis has a famous suffix about it. He asks, is it a Chazaka Mikara, like we find by Yisurim, or is it another expression of a cheskas mamon, a regular cheskas mamon? And we don't learn, mamonim yisurim lo yafina. So the Shmaitza, he takes on that it's a pashut cheskas iser, and he says that in regards to a cheskas marakama, it's holchum mamon acha rov, and you say nigu lohotzi. And things of that nature. So if one would accept the Shmaitza, so then certainly, you know, b'chal masayim mana, in a cheskas moment, there's the chal apachas, a chazaka miyikara. And, you know, just like Ches Marakama has it, Kal Vachomer, someone who's actually Muksuk and his Tachas Yoda, has a Ches Marakama. So according to the Shmaitzer, you would want to read the Gemara as saying that the Svara of Yelech Be'asya is adding a din that even though there is a Chazaka, there's a Ches Mamon, but there's a separate din that says that you need a Ryan to be Motzi Mamon. Most Mepharshim that discuss the issue that I saw disagree with the Shmaitzer, and they bring different rayas from different places. To me, the simplest raya is that Gemara Bava Metzia that speaks about a Ches Marakama uses the phrase Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. And you know, if you use that phrase, it's hard to say it would be Holchin Acha Harov if you say the words to me Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya.
You mean you just have different standards?
Yeah, you could say that's how he would.
In case of subic, you would still say.
Yeah, that's right. There would mean just a raya, but it doesn't mean a raya of rov, right? It's not a tiyufka. The simpler pshat is to me is like the majority of mafarshim. But yeah, you could read the gemara like that. But that's one way of approaching this. But even if you don't take on like the Shmaitza, there's a Tosin Bometzi that speaks about Shita Sumchus. That Sumchus says Mamon Amutu Basafik Cholkin. So Tosis is Medayik in the Gemara Bava Kama that Sumchus only says Mamon Amutu Basafik Cholkin, and you don't say Amos Mechaver Olaf Haraya, but Mamon Dror De Mamona. But he says if you would have two, you would have the Cheskas Mamon, and you would have a chazaka miyukara. His example is remember I should have it in front of me. So his diuk is that Sumchis agrees to the din in the Mishnah where you have a paramu beres or maybe Mubaris, is Nogeach a Shar, and it's Nimsa Uber Betzida, so it's a Safek, and the Uber is owned by somebody else. So it's a Safek, was the Negicha done by Shutfus and the Bala Uber and the Bala Shar should split it, or was the whole thing done by the Bala Hapara, and it was Mapple beforehand, or it would give birth beforehand. So the din is that even Sumchus there agrees that that the Baal HaPara only has to pay, he pays according to the assumption that he paid by a short time, he pays Ravi and Nezek, completely assuming that you don't say Mamon Amutu B'Safek Cholkin in that case. And Tosis explains, because there is a Chazaka, it's got a Ches Muberes. That's the context that Tosis brings it up. It's got a Ches Muberes, that it was we know it was Muberes, so we'll assume it's Mubarash Bishas Negicha. And he says that is because when you have a Cheskos Momen and a Chazaka Miyikara, you don't say Momen Amutu B'Safek Cholkin. And it's a combination. And he goes on to say if you just have a Chazaka Miyikara, also Sumcha says, B'Makom Jarad Mamona, it's Cholkin. You need both a Cheskos Momen and a Chazaka Miyikara. So it's clear, according to Sumcha, even B'Makom Jarad Mamona, a Cheskos Momen has a Chal Hashem. It's just, for whatever reason, you know, it could be because Tosin Bava Metzia speaks about Jorah Demon is a form of each person being muchzak on it, or whatever it is, but there is a cheskas moment without the halacha of hamos mechaver olaf haraya, however you define it, either as chazak miyikara, or just a din that bezdin is not motzi mamon from people misafek, but in sumchus you see there's such a thing as a cheskas mamon without a din of hamos mechaver olaf haraya, so it is mistaber that to read the Gemara in Bava Kama that the Svara of Yelech Levei Asya is a separate din from the Cheskos Mamon. Besides the Cheskos Mamon, because we have a Svara of Yelech Levei Asya, so you have to, that you need a Raya. And just the words of, so this Achumas Hadeshin that the Ksos quotes, where he has machlokus of the Trumas Hadeshin about if, in case of Yerusha, Safek and Safek Yerushim, Vada Yerushim, are they considered muksafim or not? See, he has an achlod with the Shumas HaDeshen, but in the middle of that Shumas HaDeshen that he quotes, he sums up the sugya, I think, like the way that I'm reading it. He says, "V'nire, do the kaimelon ain holchem momen acha haro, heichet the ikah cheskas momen neged haro, afal gav the shar duchta amin rubu chazaka rubu odiv, the shani cheskas momen de isba taima hamotzim chavera ol haraya, v'rubu lo mikri raya." So he seems to say that you should have said ruba v'chazaka ruba adiv, and he seems to be going that there is a chazaka miyikara within a that's at least how he's saying it within a cheskas mamon, but he's not rejecting that. He's saying there's an added taima of hamosim chaver olaf haraya, and rove is not a raya. So,
I mean, he doesn't say that there are two levels.
He doesn't say explicitly
really
that there's
says
two levels.
That you could have thought that it had
right,
a Kamash Malach doesn't,
yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it has both.
Yes, I thought the simple, I mean, I see how it could be read that way. I thought the simple read was that, you know, that it made, I mean, he's
but
rejecting
really
what
say,
he started off.
I guess the way to say it would
so
be to say that there's no equivalent of Cheskas Isser and Mama. But there are two ways
right
to put it.
Right, there's no,
they're mutually exclusive.
Right.
Either that it would have been Cheskas Isser and then would have been subject to Ruv Chazaka Ruv HaDeh.
Right.
Or there's no such animal anyway, and the only reason we understand Motz Mechavera Varaya is because it's a bit about the threshold of changing the status quo,
yeah,
meaning the Svara, but there's
so
nothing in between.
Yeah, I do see how one could read the Shumas HaDeshen like that. I just thought the simple read was that he's not denying what he just said. I mean,
Shani Chesed Mamon. Sounds like
well, shiny. Okay. All right. I mean, I thought he's saying shiny that it's got an added component. So, okay, you could decide if he's saying it or if he's not saying it. But I thought that thought it sounded a little bit like it.
Did anybody say it explicitly? Aside from the Cheskas Marakama, those who think that Cheskas Marakama has
there's
one and not the other, then for sure you're right.
Right.
That you have to say the Chavos Haiman.
Right.
But if anybody else who says it explicitly, that that's.
I had that Tosas and Sumchus.
Yeah,
the D from Tosas and Sumchus, and I'll try to show maybe in a Gemara or two where it would explain it. But yeah, that's what I have.
Tosas got Godros.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting into that. I thought that it was. I thought I'd just leave that alone for now. But I agree with you.
Maybe you're talking about Tosas and Sumchus.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I thought that this one, it's one after the other, I thought this one's enough, but yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. So anyway, okay, so if you accept this, that it's really that there's two parts of a Cheskas Mamon, that there's the Etzem Chazaka, whether it's Chazaka Nikara or it's a separate Chazaka, but that the Svara is an added Halacha within the Cheskas Mamon, so one could imagine doing the following, that you could have maybe cases, logically, where the Svara would not apply, but the Chazaka still exists, like what Sumchus does in the case of Dror D'Mamona. So you would have a case where you have a Cheskas Mamon, but the Svara of Yelech Lebe Asya is not applicable. And in such a case, you'd be Holchem Mamon Acharo. So that's what one could suggest based on what we just did.
Or that, or just make the same thing, that the combinations that we're talking about with Avigu, Bar Neshema, Cheskas Haguf.
Oh, is that each? Yes.
That
yeah.
They, that's how they really
that's
work.
That's yeah. That
they knock,
that would be. Yeah.
They neutralize the Sara part.
Right.
All
yeah
they leave left is the other part, and that's
yeah
the other what the other thing does.
Yeah, that's that was going to be one of the ones. Yeah, that I was going to say. So you have one has the option of doing that, and I would give. I'll give a few examples. It's getting late. One example is the Gemara Bava Basra that speaks about a chazak of inon pere toch zmano, that if someone is he lends money and there's a 30-day he has 30 days to pay back, so he comes to survey him on the 30th day, and the person says, "I paid you yesterday." So the Gemara talks about that he's not Nema. Normally someone's Nema to say Parati, but if he says Parati Tov Zmano, so there's Chazaka Ein Odom Pareh Tov Zmano. So an issue that's brought up over there is that seemingly you say Chazaka Ein Odom Pareh Tov Zmano, that's something like a Rupa de Lesser Kamon, that most people, their nature is to procrastinate when in terms of paying back a Halva, So you have a rubit less to come on that what he's saying is not true. So what about ein holchim moment acharov? You're taking money away from him. So one could suggest that one's in, when one is in a state of chiyuv, that they owe money. So the svar does not apply since I already owe money.
What
does apply? The svar of yelech be'asya. That's the svar of you where you're coming from. You're coming from left field. But if there's already before the suffix, there's already in some form a tfiya. What? So yeah, even if you don't talk, so that's discussed that there's a cheskas chiyuv there. Like Aruch Beger says, there's something called a cheskas chiyuv, and he says a cheskas chiyuv together with the robe is a raya. I'm saying even if you don't consider that to be a chazaka yikara, there's no chazaka, there's no such thing as cheskas chov. But being in such a state, you don't have the svar of yelech be'asya, and all you're left with is just uki b'mona b'cheskas mare. And simply, there's no combinations. It's chazaka inon peretos mano. In such a case, rove is motzi mamon. That would be a suggestion in that Gemara. Another case to think about it, without spending much time on it, is Tosis on Yudbeis brings up the Mishnah in Hagozol Meichel and Bava Kama, where even though it's machlokes bari v'shama bari adif or not, even l'mandomer bari lav adif, in a case where he admits that he owes money and it's just any day in Parati, the Mishnah goes on Michael says you're chayim. And there the Rif adds a little bit more explanation. He says ein sof mos midei vada. So one could understand, you don't say ein sof mos midei vada by a regular case of Bar Vishama where he says manali biotcha v'hala omer eini yedeya. You don't say, ain't suffer most of me de vada. What's the difference? Is it could be that when someone is in a state, it's possible when someone's in a state of chiyuv, so then there's no din of hamos mechaver olaf haraya, and that could be one of the ways to deal with a lot of the issues. It's a further jump in our gemara because here they're denying that there ever was a chiyuv, and that's a suffer. But since the before there was a suffix, we were acting, and our understanding was that she was in a state that she would be chayv ksuba, that she would be od ksuba in the malkum miser, malkum gerishin. So therefore, perhaps in our cases, you don't have a svara of yelech be'asya. And the Rishonim on Daf Tesim Beis, who definitely don't agree to that, because they say ein holchan moment, ein holchan aches spek sveka. In the cases on Daf Tesim Beis, but it could be that's what they do with the combination of they hold there is a combination of a bar v'shema together with the ches hagof, and that's the difference. When someone's in a state of shema, they don't have a tainus bari on their mamon, so you don't say as far that you're coming from left field when you don't know what the status of your mamon is or not, and you're left with just a simple cheskas mamon. So that's the suggestion.
But just to add that especially if what the svara really is not so much something amorphous, but it's the idea of threshold or status quo.
Meaning, it is the definition of cheskas mamon.
Yeah. The cheskas chiyuv, of course.
Then you need to talk about
it. He's going to neutralize that. But if it's any day on praticha. I'm not going to say.
Meaning the pshat would be that there's no cheskas mamon at all. That you that your mafia is mukzakas.
That's what it is. That's
what that does.
That's exactly what
in the case of the cheskas chiyuv.
That's what you have
right, that's
here. Because on the contrary, the burden of proof is actually on.
Yeah.
The other.
So yeah, I guess.
So that's so it isn't just like it isn't like a coincidental. That's the way you're presenting it is. Oh, there you have a cheskas chiyuv. So maybe it's. It's more than that. It really totally makes sense because it.
There you would break the whole cheskas right. Mamon. So
that's
yeah, I mean, one could talk
that
about
would work very well.
It
more
work
two,
well.
Then you'd really just have the out of one left. If that, you'd have the cheskas chiyuv equivalent.
Right.
The other thing, of course, is to mention is that ein holchan mamon achar haro. I'm sorry. Ein safek motzi midevadei. Of course, is the blood of Bari Hashem.
Right. The difference is obviously because
Bari obviously
here.
Is a taina, but there's no muksakas.
Right.
Meaning we always
right.
find in
right.
Motzim Devada, I mean it's a muksakas. The Sakwas is, you know.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. I mean, that's the issue.
If it's the words, and it's the Torah Nevada, you could ask, well, why it's not applied to part of Shabbat, but it's a misnomer.
So, the difference is because there's a chiyuv. Yeah.
It's a taina vada, but it's not an objective vada.
Right. So, right. That's just the question. You know, how do you explain that?
So, saying, even though I think your explanation is very good, and even more so because
right, maybe you wouldn't need to apply it to
right,
that.
If
right,
you're bothered by insaf mutzvei vada,
right,
maybe
okay.
Weaken it a little bit just because
right.
That's not real.
Okay. So, yeah, one could decide if that's.
So, just like we'll formulate the question a little bit different way, but that's a good question. You know, it's a good answer.
Okay. So one could accept, you know, the basic premise and decide if you apply it to all the cases. You know, and I went through them a little fast, but you know, you could decide if you apply it to all the cases that I said. But at least the I'm the most comfortable with that, you know, the basic premise.
Do you think that the svara is mistabra?
Which svara? Of the svara in the Gemara Baba Kama? You know, I'm not that smart. I don't weigh in on it.
I hear it.
I think so.
Okay, so can you articulate for me what this part is?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, mehechatesi, like where you're coming, you know, you've got to have heavy proof before you start taking things away from
it. What does it have to do with doctors and
No, the doctor's not responsible to make sure that nobody else is sick. So I'm not me owning my property. I'm not responsible to try to prove why you're not the owner. I don't have to prove that you're not the owner. You have to have good proof that you are the owner. Something like that.
Rabbi Halap likes to say that this is nothing.